Daddy, right now it's around 5 to 7, and I'm the only one off right now, except Eric. Right now Eric's sniffing everything, almost everything in the living room. He's just sniffing all the boxes. Not the china boxes. He's just sniffing the boxes over by the typewriter in the living room. Right now, I'm gonna go let Eric out. Did you hear that? Yeah, that means he wants to go out. Just a minute.
Yeah.
Daddy, right now, I'm gonna go let Eric in. So, I'll talk to you back in a minute. Hello, Daddy. Today is, right now it is 8:05 in the morning. Today the Apollo 10 is taking off at 9 o'clock, and you'll have to look on the channel. It'll be on either on 4, 7, or 9, I think.
Hello, Howard. I am now staying at Ruthie's house. I'm beginning to feel a little stronger, but still I get tired very quickly. I think I'll stay here after Jeffrey's birthday and then go back to Shirley's for a while because I wouldn't be able to go shopping if I went home. I still get pain in my back and side, but I guess that's part of the healing. But I'll be patient. Gary told me to tell you that he's never going to get a haircut. He's going to be a hippie from now on.
Daddy, the clock is going to cuckoo any minute, and I'm going to let you hear it. And sometimes it stops in the middle of the cuckoo, and I'll wind the cuckooing part back up. Hours. And they do all kinds of games, like the snake can game is when they, he calls somebody, and they go up there, and they open the cans. And if a snake comes out, you have to go sit back down and you don't get anything. I mean, you just get a little prize. But if you get a bouquet, you're the winner and you're getting lots of prizes. Just now, he gave away a prize. And now another boy is coming up. Daddy, that was just the clock cuckooing that I wanted you to hear. And it says 9 o'clock, but it's not really 9 o'clock. Somehow that clock is going too fast. Every morning when I wake up, it's around 10 or 15 or 20 minutes later. Right now I'm going to turn on TV, and I'm going to see if the Apollo 10 is ready to take off yet.
Thanks.
Daddy, the Apollo 10 just took off, and it's out of sight right now. So they showed an imagination. And just a couple minutes ago, they said it was 12 miles high, and they're going to go 10 miles from the moon.
Hi, Howie. Gary got kind of carried away, and I guess he's talked to you about a tape and a half. In this one box that you asked me to tell you exactly what came, there are two microphones and several little cords, Scotch magnetic tape, earphones, and one of these Akai things that when you play a tape back, it goes on to the other side, and the cover to the tape deck. I'm sure by now Gary has told you that we took the tape deck in. The man says that it plays just fine. I will still keep the insurance forms and all that stuff in case when you come home you decide it isn't fine. But he played it and taped on it and reversed it and put it in forward and it played fine. The application for football tickets came yesterday and they're $31 each and you get one free one. So I will send away for three more and that will be a total of four. Diner's bill finally came and the only thing that was on there was the Japan airline ticket for $883.50. That was the only charge. Bank AmeriCard came yesterday, and it was for around 100, but it wasn't any of the charges from Hong Kong. The main charge on here is $62 for the Cougar. As far as Stuart and Jules go, I'm not going to ask them anymore what they want. They know the prices. They each have the Paysex catalog. Stuart found the one that he supposedly had lost. They know that you're due home the end of August, and I'm not going to go around and beg them to order something. When they make up their mind, they know they can write you and send you a check, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I had told you earlier that we did hook up the speakers. Everything is hooked up now except the tape deck, and I don't particularly want to mess around with that until you come home. But we are enjoying the stereo very, very much. Glad you got to the dentist. If Jeffy's ears continue to be a problem, is he going to be all right to fly? I must ask Dr. Samuels that question on Thursday. I don't think you need to send a hat to Kimmy and Carrie because they probably wouldn't even wear it. You asked me about the cartridges, and the only one that I have played is the Glen Campbell one. I will take a couple more out and play them and see if they jump around. When I say they jump around, it isn't the entire tape powered. It's just a few times during maybe each track. I didn't take Gary into the doctor after his episode because Dr. Samuels said if he was fine the next day, it wasn't necessary. And he was fine. Hope I never have to go through that again. The cabinets over the bar are exactly 12 inches deep, Howie. You asked me to measure them in your last letter. I'm glad your diarrhea has stopped. I wish the man would start the kitchen cabinets because I'm so anxious to get all these boxes out of the living room. I took a roll of film yesterday of the house and the kids and the boxes and everything around here. And I won't get it, though, until next Saturday. I ran and took it in Friday afternoon, and then I realized that they don't send out again till Monday. Last night we sent out for food from El Torito, and we ate over at Grace's house. Jules was on call, so we all sat out in the backyard and ate. Nanny was a real good girl. She had eggs before she went over there, and she didn't even take a taste of anything. She's doing real well on her diet, and I think she looks real well and is getting stronger. She gets tired very easily, but then she naps. The tape is running out now, honey, so I'm going to close for now. I'll write again tomorrow. Take care, and we miss you very, very much. Looking forward to Honowoo-woo.